Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He's spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet. He's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah!
What's really good? What's really good? We are back! We are back in full effect! Technical difficulties, other known as the TD show. Why Friday in full effect? Oh, yeah. It's your boy, JJ the X-Man. Got my girl, La Cubanita.
You know it. You miss me, baby?
Oh, yeah. I damn sure did miss you. I had to fucking be forced to listen to SD's voice for 2 fucking hours last night.
Yeah.
Well, everything was cool, man.
Everything's cool?
Yeah. I didn't know that I changed the back of the, you know, the blogtalkradio.com / technical _ difficulties.
Okay.
So, you know, that kind of sucks, but all in all, you know, we got it, you know, down packed. I'm just going to have to, you know, upgrade it for everybody else out there. 6-4 actually called me. He's not late. He called me earlier because he said that he was, you know, said user this. I told him I was going to call him back, but I don't have his, I don't know his son. This fucking asshole changed his number a while ago, and ever since he changed the number, I never knew his real number, his new number. So it sucks.
How do you speak to him?
Huh?
So how do you speak to him?
Well, he calls me, but, you know, I have him programmed as, you know, Sprint and his real name. So, I don't know his number, so I'm just hoping that one of them actually calls up. Because it's too cold to walk outside to look on my phone to do all that dumb shit. So, you know, I'm sure they'll call up. Look at my ignorant ass. If they want a damn job, they'll call up. So, why Friday? How you doing, Kuba? What's going on today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Yeah, how's life?
Life is alright.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm about to open up the chat rooms for everybody and wants to, you know, get their chat on or whatever.
I still can't get this shit. I'm trying to, like, save this to my favorites on my computer, and I still can't get it. It just comes out as the regular, like, I don't know, the page is different.
Oh, yeah, I got, like, a little different picture and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this time I actually have our MySpace page up there so that people can click on that, you know. Like, that's sweet right there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so maybe that's what I should do.
Yeah, put your MySpace joint up there. Your profile. That way, when people look, they see that sexy ass Cuban face. You're like, Cuban me. I got. There's a lot of shit I gotta change. I gotta change this new time now because before it was 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. I gotta change that from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you know.
So get with it.
Yeah,
get
I'm
it
definitely.
Poppin'. Let's
yeah,
go.
I'm gonna have to definitely get it popping. Oh yeah. Why Fridays? What we're going to do here, you know.
Let's go back.
Go back in the time. Way back in the time. Now, I'm going to play like a little cut, you know, old school cut, an old school joint. I actually wanted to download a couple of things. Like I said, you know, I had a lot of running around to do. I skipped one of my stories today, so hopefully I'm not fired tomorrow. You know,
well,
just
to let you know, I went into our page and I pressed that button, and you still have it as the other one because it says user page does not exist.
What button did you click?
On our page.
Oh, where it says,
the TD show, the big button?
Damn. That was a son of a bitch to fucking, to do.
Yeah. It'd be even a bigger bitch now.
Oh, man, I gotta change everything.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that.
I don't understand how I have to change everything, though. Everything should be the same.
I don't understand why you started to change everything to begin with.
You know what? Wait a minute. I'm gonna play a song and then, you know. I mean, if anything, worst of the worst, I have to fucking change everything. Fuck it. But I'm gonna play a song while I get to know what's going on. Like, why the fuck is it not working out? Like, why?
Why?
Well, I'm just glad we got 7 o'clock back. So I really don't give a fuck about all that. But yeah, I definitely gotta change that. So we're gonna go back into time. This is actually one of Kuba's favorite songs and mine's. So keep it locked. And if you don't like it, hit us up on 347-215-8388. Tell us what you like, and you know we'll get it on the next show. And yes, we are doing Saturdays. So hit us up on those jam lines, 347-215-8388. This is the TD Show, other known as Technical Difficulties. We'll be back with y'all. A little Run DMC. Peace.
And it goes a little something like this.
Ow!
Oh!
Oh, yeah, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Right, I actually tried to switch the thing into the TD show. And it went like it was working. But it's not working.
Not working.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Why? Why did you change it to begin with?
Because I figured maybe, actually, I never changed it. I actually tried to make another account.
Mm.
And I think it got cross-wired or some shit. I mean, whatever.
Definitely. Nothing happened.
Well, fucking, I'm going to, until I get this shit fixed, you know, I don't want to be talking on dead air. I'm going to play a little song. Is that okay with you, Cooper?
All right.
It's going to be a good one.
All right, it better be. Don't want to run my mouth.
Oh, bad. After this song, Ma.
All right. Okay.
What's going out to all the Cubans out there?
Okay.
They don't ever get any love, so just definitely go out to the Cubans. If you fine and you a Cuban, call us up.
Champagne room and do that bang bang boom. Mommy know he wild, pity who money mind. Dame la cabeza que yo te voy a buscar. Beep beep, freak freak, skate skate. Call your girls over, they can have front row seats. To the world ends, I'ma make these women nervous around their girlfriends. I like them.
Lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it. We like to lick it, lick it. no formation.
Yeah.
So the man no body by get a chair.
If you don't know her name, it's cool. Call her this. Jigga jigga. Call that girl Bojangles. Jigga jigga. Call that girl Bojangles. Jigga jigga. Call that girl Bojangles.
Oh yeah, the TD show is back in full effect. Everything is switched over, so you can hit us up at www.myspace.com/the_TD_show, or hit us up at Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/the_TD_show. Hey, mommy.
Yeah.
Go to my MySpace account. Well, our page. I thought it was on my page actually, in our page, and see if the button works now.
All right, hold on.
And I'm gonna pull up these Why Wonders. Why Wonder? And put some back music on. And the chat rooms is open right now. Some back room for you people out there. Once again, I'm sorry for the tardiness and the unprofessional that's going on. The fact that we were so used to the 11-1 that I thought I was gonna have that show forever, and I didn't know how long it was gonna last. When yesterday, Mr. Sweet. John Sweet, the owner of Blog Talk Radio, sent me an email stating that I can have my times back because the listeners are back, and I'm getting, he said I'm getting actually like 200 to 200 plus listeners on a regular. I said, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I said, wow, that's just beautiful. And that was on the late night. But we all agree, and we all.
Night? Huh? That was on the late night?
Yeah, but we all know that we're getting more. During the daytime, if we actually fully promote.
Yes, we're back.
Oh yeah, we're back.
Finally.
Back. So, I'm actually gonna walk my lazy ass to my car because I don't think it's fair that these people are on hold if they're actually really committed to doing their job. But like I said, tomorrow, Cuba, you gonna be on with me?
Yeah.
All right, tomorrow, me and La Cubanita, we're gonna have our own little show. I really don't know what time, but by the end of the show, we'll probably come up with a time. To come up here for you people. And we're going to be playing like all new cuts. And we're going to be playing some cuts from people that, you know, are trying to make it that aren't really known. Maybe they don't have a label and they just want to put it out there. So we'll be doing that. Cooper's going to be talking about some of the things she does. She has this little dance thing that she does, you know, break dancing and all. She's got, you know, for the B-boys out there. And if there's any B-chicks out there, you know what I mean? Y'all want to call up, we can talk about that. But it's going to be like, it's going to, because it's a new era. We don't want to lose this spot no more. I mean, I didn't think it was that serious, so now that I know it's that serious, I'm going to have to turn, you know, the world is still in motion. So like I said, Saturdays we're going to be doing stuff. Monday through Friday is just talk radio. Saturday is going to be, you know, me and Cuba getting it down or whatever. You know, so.
So we're going to get it down?
Oh, yeah, we're going to get it down.
Going to town?
Oh, yeah, we're going to get it down. You want to get it down?
Mm-hmm.
You want to get down?
On the air?
I mean, sure. Oh, yeah. Nah, but, so, like I said, we apologize. We promise that if you're not listening Saturday, come Monday, we will be on point, you know. We will be calling in, I'll be calling in at 7 o'clock, and everything will be popping, and everything will be on point. For
yeah.
You listeners out there, because, you know, without the listeners, we're nothing. So, we have to just put that out there. I mean, I did make a statement before saying that, you know, oh, well, fuck it, I don't care. I mean, we still doing our thing. Well, I
don't care, goddammit.
Yeah, you know, I can talk that tough shit when I have millions and millions and millions of listeners. And you have no listeners. Because you talk shit on them, you'll wonder why you get kicked around like a rag doll. So, I just want to give a shout out to the people out there. I don't give a fuck if it's one person listening. I give a shout out to the people. Enough about me. Let's get back.
Talk about me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why Friday? I'm going to start off by saying people who respond to the question, how are you, based on the day of the week, is it's a Monday.
I didn't say, it's Monday or, it's Friday.
Huh?
Damn it, I didn't ask you what day of the week it was. I asked you, how
exactly.
are you?
Exactly. It's a Monday. Okay. It is Monday. How are you? Like, you know what I mean? I mean, or they answer like this. How you doing today? I'm living. What? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you are living because, you know what I mean? You wouldn't be responding to the question. This makes no sense.
Yep.
Makes no sense at all. Or watching the gas price go up every time I pass the same gas station. Yeah.
Yo, don't you hate that happens to me? I pass it, I'm like, damn, I should have gotten gas yesterday.
Exactly. Like, what
today.
The fuck? It was only a day ago. And I can understand if it's 5 cents, 2 cents. No, we're talking 50 cents, 75 cents. Like, whoa, whoa, that's a big increase, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? Tell you the truth, people out there, you can't buy gas from a certain gas station because when you do that and everyone just stops, like, for instance, Texaco. If everyone decided not to buy gas and Texaco normally gets hit up on a regular, if they lose business on that one day of them losing business, they realize it and they drop it down 50 cents. Cooper said they dropped it at, what, 85%? 80 cents or whatever?
Yeah.
80 cents. So, people, when you receive a text message saying it's National Don't Get Gas Day, and you laugh, oh, that's nothing. It's only 50 cents. Okay, only 50 cents. That 50 cents adds up.
Yep.
2 gallons of 50 cents is a dollar.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Why do they have to shut everything down? Like, let's say when they do the shift change.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why do they have to shut everything down? Like, I went to go get gas, and because it was 12 midnight, I had to wait 7 minutes.
That's 7 minutes. You're not going to get back either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it actually wound up being more than, like, 15 minutes. Because I was on my way somewhere very important that night. I was actually in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And they made me wait, like, 15 minutes for them to get everything up and running again.
That makes no sense at all. Like, because I've been in that situation before. Like, oh, well, hold on, we're doing a shift change. Whoa, dog, first of all, when I got here, you were standing there looking all stupid with your finger in your nose. And when I say, you go, and you have the nerve to ask me how much. Fill it up on regular. Okay, you got to hold on, I'm going through a shift change. Nah, dog, come on, man, you can't put that little stink-ass gas shooter in my fucking tank? Like, what the fuck, man?
See, they don't have that here in Florida because we have to pump our own gas.
Oh, wow. So you got that New York law.
Yeah,
oh, fuck that.
We gotta pump our own gas.
It's too cold to be pumping gas, baby.
Hey, you want to hear something funny?
What?
They charge you extra, 10 cents extra if you have your gas pumped for you. Certain gas stations allow you to do that. They have service, but they charge you 10 cents extra.
10 cents extra.
To have your gas pumped.
Oh, well, fuck
it. You got to go to the full service line, and you got to go into the... But there's no cold weather out here, so why can't... I mean, I didn't know how to pump gas coming from North Jersey, and
right.
I learned.
But when you said 10 cents, in other words, if it comes out to $5, it's $5 and 10 cents.
Oh, no, 10 cents a gallon extra.
no, sir. No, sir.
You know what? The first day, I was like, I'm spoiled. I'm from Jersey. I don't know how to fucking pump gas. I paid it. I said, you know what? Time to start tightening my belt.
Fuck
time
that.
To learn how to pump gas.
Well, I pump my own gas. I don't give a fuck if it squirts on my brand new Stacey Morgan's. I don't give a fuck. Yo, welcome back, motherfucker. You know who I'm talking to, Negro.
Yeah.
Six Fizzle in the Bizzle. What the devil?
What up?
Damn, it's about time.
What up,
man? Now, we had a couple of technical difficulties. See, when I was trying to be in the mix of trying to get the 7, and the boss man from Blog said, you know what, you can get that 7 because y'all doing y'all thizzle. I was like, I bet. So, now I had to rearrange everything because I accidentally switched the...
Fucked everything up.
Yeah, I fucked everything up. That normally it was blogtalkradio.com/the_TD_show. I had technical underscore difficulties there. So the page wasn't working and the button wasn't working. So it said that, you know, that user doesn't exist. So I just switched it all up. So now it's back to normal. So people can click on that big ass fucking TD show button and come, you know, check us out. But it just feels good to be back, man.
Mm-hmm.
7 to 9. I can get off, go home, eat, watch Beethoven, go to sleep.
Beethoven.
Yeah. What's going on in your life, Six Fizzle?
Well, you know, I got a fresh cut. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga said he got a fresh cut.
Just took a bath in the sink, so I'm feeling real clean right now.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
You took a bath in the sink, you said?
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Just a little refresher, you know what I'm saying? But, I'm doing all right. Like, everything is good, man.
Ain't you kind of tall to be in the sink, nigga?
What happened?
Ain't you kind of tall to be in the sink? I just thought about that.
Silly. I'm not actually in the sink.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm remodeling my whole place. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm putting in a new bathroom and all of that. So, I'm doing what I got to do. But I go upstairs and take a shower or whatever if I got to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yo, man, everything is good, man. You know, the baby's good. You know what I'm saying? Work is good. Work. How are you? How you guys doing, man?
I'm good, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm beautiful. Kuba?
I'm good.
Cool. Oh, you wasn't here to talk to him.
Those late nights were killing me.
Huh?
I said those late nights were killing me.
Oh, yeah. My eyes were fucking burning. Just about to roll out of my fucking eyes. My eye sockets last night. Motherfuckers. Hell, while you was gone, dub, man, you missed a lot, man.
Yeah, I
missed a lot. Hey, yeah, I wiped up my Mexican bitch.
You what?
This is Mexican chick I met her with, man.
Uh-huh. You wiped her?
Yeah, I wiped her up, man.
Oh, Lord. What do you mean you wiped her?
She has no ass. She has no ass, but she can clean her ass off.
I think that's what she did. She cleaned her ass
off.
Yeah,
I think she cleaned her ass off, literally.
You fell in love with her right after that, right?
Yeah. I mean, a little bit. Some of it was out of place. Like, sometimes you want your drawers in the middle of the floor. Like, don't fucking pick my shits up.
Mm-hmm.
Put them shits right back. No, they wasn't right there. They was right there. Put them right there. Shit stains in them.
I bet you didn't tell her that, though.
Hmm?
I bet you didn't tell her that.
You're fucking right, I did. Don't clean everything,
like,
all right?
No?
Yeah, clean out that cat shit that's right there. You clean that up. Use your hand.
Oh, Lord.
Now, I'm going to tell you people I hate, though. People that don't use turn signals. Like, come on, dog. If you put them little Christmas lights on real quick, the little... Christmas light on real quick. Just real quick. I'm going to still be pissed off because you're going to cut me off, slow me down a little bit, but at least you did the thankful way of, well, can you please let me over? I'm going to cut you off anyway, but I'm making it right. Don't just fuck. Like, come on, dog. What the fuck? I mean, I got slam on my brake, and the nigga behind me thinks I can't drive. And that's when you get tailgating.
Fuck what the nigga behind you thinks.
For real? What do you
care? Well, yeah, you're right. But it's the fact that I'm driving the other day, and I'm coming to a lane where you have to merge over to the left. So I merge over to the left. This van, this fucking asshole, was speeding. I'm driving. This fucking prick he just starts to move over. So if I would have kept my angriness, I would have kept going and let him sideswipe me. But no, I slowed down. And let him cut me off. And we all know I have a fucking 4-cylinder. So I try to ride the fuck out of his ass. And his little old-ass piece of shit van sped off. I was so pissed off. I was so pissed off.
So pissed off.
And I had a turn. But I wanted to ignore that turn just to fucking follow him and look him in his fucking eyes.
I bet you did.
I was going to, but it was too much traffic. And I didn't want to get caught. size. He might be a tough guy and beat my ass. Try to size a turn off.
Oh, man.
So when are you getting married?
Oh, word.
When you,
where are you getting married?
I was thinking about Taco Bell, but that might be too over. That might be ODing on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because Mexican tacos, Mexican, you know. Damn.
That'd be a wrap, so you can give your family discount.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And there's a Pepsi store, too. Double the discount. Shit.
You gonna invite me to your Pepsi Taco Bell wedding?
Yeah, no doubt. All you motherfuckers can come. Bean burritos on me. Yo, why do people...
All the bean burritos I could eat?
All the bean burritos. I don't know, man, because you seem like a nasty motherfucker. Oh, yo, dog. She had this white boy, dog.
Wow.
Why, goddammit?
Cuba was driving some white boy.
She was driving with a white boy?
Yeah, some white boy she messed with. Oh, paint.
I don't mess
nigga.
With him. He just came with me for the ride because I didn't feel like driving to South Jersey by myself.
Oh, okay. No doubt. He just gave you a ride. His tongue also rolled in your mouth.
Oh, wow.
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's funny because she said, oh, well, he wasn't white. Now he is white. He just drove you down.
He's not white. He's fucking Puerto Rican, but he just looks white.
Yeah, he's a white guy with a taco in his hand. That's what he is. That's the Puerto Rican side about him.
Oh, shit.
I have a question. You talk about, y'all got, you Spanish women always got the nerve to, when y'all want to roast somebody, especially of, you know, a man of color,
mm-hmm.
they tend to say, oh, well, why don't you go eat a banana? Why don't you go jump up a tree?
Mm-hmm.
But it's you lazy motherfuckers that... don't feel like going to the corner store to get some potatoes. So what do? Nah, we ain't going to make french fries out of potatoes tonight. We're going to make them out of bananas. Just throw some salt and ketchup on it. And then y'all come up with your little name for it. What the fuck is it?
Plátano fritos?
Plátanos, yeah. Plátanos. Let's have some plátanos. Get the plátano. Yeah. We're going to get some, throw some salt. And I ain't going to front them. Them motherfuckers is good as
hell. This is good as hell.
But, you know what I mean? If anybody's a monkey, it had to be you guys. Y'all eat bananas. Y'all have banana boats. You know, what the fuck? Make french fries out of bananas.
I like bananas.
Huh?
I said I like bananas. You can call me Taquita Banana if you want.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people ride bicycles in the road when there's a fucking sidewalk for them? Why?
People walk on the sidewalk.
Huh?
Because people walk on the sidewalk.
Well, fuck that. I'll be seeing the sidewalk bone fucking dry. You see this little doofy-ass bastard in the road blocking me, so I have to not hit him or attempt to scratch my car up, the old-ass 1982 bicycle he's driving. So I have to merge over. You know what I mean? You have this long-ass white sidewalk. Why don't you use it? Cut it.
He's a piece of shit, that's why.
Yeah. I hate people who talk in cell phones in public. You're not important, and no one gives a shit about your conversation. Go somewhere else. Yeah, well, I went to
funny
the business.
Funny, because I could have sworn that you talk on your cell phone in public.
No, I talk on my cell phone in public, but I'm talking about the loud ones that decided, oh, yeah. Yeah, I just got the new Bentley. Ah, yeah. Yeah, like they're in a fucking movie. Yeah. Ah. yeah, kid. But that shit was dope, right? Come on, dog. No one gives a fuck.
Yo, shout out to homeboy at BBQ's today that was just like, would not shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't with him, but he was with somebody else, and I was with my dude, and we just went there to get some grub after work. Son, and the nigga would just, homeboy would just not shut the fuck up. Like, and you know what? He was talking about nothing, son.
Nothing
like,
at all. Know?
Never noticed that. Niggas that won't shut the fuck up, son, and is loud and obnoxious are talking about nothing.
Nothing at all.
God, son. But, you know, it is what it is, man, and you tolerant and all of that. But son was talking about nothing, God. And I mean, I just wanted to be like, yo, money, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just maintain your cool or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how
you
anyway?
What did you eat at a BBQ? I love that place.
I never ate there before.
You never ate there? The best is the ribs with your chicken.
I don't eat pork.
Yeah, no pork for me. But I had the chicken, though. I had some honey basted chicken.
Like yes, that shit is the shit.
Mm-hmm. Double portion of white meat.
Is it true that Crown Fried has beef ribs?
Yeah, nigga.
Wow.
I mean, they're like that low. That's that grade D shit. It ain't that grade A shit. Like, it's that little piece of meat on a big ass bone type shit.
Oh, man.
You know?
And I like their drinks.
Yeah, I was about to say I had a strawberry apple martini. Like, I know. I mean, I normally don't, you know, drink regular shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to go there and have a beer, but I'll go down and have, like, a fucking, like, I went and I had a fucking Guinness, and you just let that shit sit for a little while, let that shit set, drink it, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted something dark, so I had, like, a Sam Adams or some shit. But today I had a strawberry apple martini. It was surprisingly good.
Yeah, those shits are good. Yeah, did they give you the one with the shot in the middle or no?
Yeah, and I didn't even
ask. The one with 151, right? Yeah.
Wait, what? 151?
They give you this.
Yeah, he gave me with the side
top. Big fishbowl cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
They give you this big fishbowl cup, and then they put their drink in there, and then they put, like, a shot in there.
Word.
Okay, that 151 is poison to me.
Mm-hmm. It's all poison, guys. That's just more concentrated poison than the rest of it. But check this out. That shit was great, and I threw that motherfucking shot back when I was finished, and it was a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you, that shit, you know what I'm saying? It was over. But, you know, I got up, man. It was nice. It was good, man. I'm glad to get out. I got a fresh cut. You know, my stomach is full. I'm slowing down on the cigarettes and everything else, so, it's, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. Applaud that man.
Yes, for real.
Applaud that man.
Coming together, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Word.
Hey, believe it or not, Cuba's slowing down on chronic.
Well, that's a good thing, man. Hey, my birthday's on Tuesday. That's another big fucking thing. Listen.
Oh, Lord. You know what? I'm going to have to skip my fucking car note and come the fuck up out there.
You know?
We can go to BBQ's.
Yeah, we could definitely go to BBQ's and have them sing that stupid ass song that they sing for your birthday.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Matter of fact, make that a done deal. I'm coming the fuck up there. You said Tuesday?
Well, Tuesday.
And I'm off. And I'm off Wednesday.
I'll be there on the weekend. Hold on, let's celebrate on the weekend. I'll be out there on the weekend. I want to go to BBQ's too.
What weekend you coming?
I'll be there the 7th.
Oh well, you know what's funny? Chocolate is coming. Like tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And we're supposed to celebrate or whatever. She's supposed to whatever, hang out or whatever.
Mm.
You know, I don't know.
You know any place where you can get some cheap plane tickets?
Plane tickets? For what?
Yeah. So Cooper can come up out here.
Travelocity, nigga.
Travelocity.
Cheap plane tickets?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be down there on Friday.
Oh, all right.
Next Friday. So we can celebrate.
Oh, well, yeah. So tell Chocolate to come out then. That sucks because I got to work this fucking weekend.
It's all right. It's all right, man. I mean, either way, like, I'll see her this weekend, and then we can get together next weekend on some other shit.
Oh, well, yeah. Bet. We'll do that. Next weekend, I'll chance, and I'll just fucking come up there, you know what I mean? You and Chocolate, me and Cuba, SD and his palm. And, you know what I mean? We can just...
but seriously, though, like, seriously, dog. She's coming up this, like, tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? She's not coming up next weekend. So what I'm saying to you is next weekend, we do the, you know, we do our thing or whatever.
All right, because, see, I have off Wednesday. So I'm thinking to come up there Tuesday.
All right, so come up here Tuesday. I mean, either way, it's going to be on, like, no matter how, no matter when.
How does it feel to know that you have a brother that lives with you, has the same fucking birthday as you? Well, how's it feel to know, before you answer, that you're the oldest one?
7 minutes. That 7 minutes affords me a lot of shit. Like, I know he has to listen to me and shit.
I'm seven minutes older than you are.
I use that shit to my advantage, but it's like, even though I'm only 7 minutes, we're still, like, damn near the same age.
Yeah.
You still, like... I'm still the older brother, and you can still see that. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. like, you know that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, this motherfucker, he acts more mature, and LE's more like,
yeah. I'm more serious. Like, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not, because I laugh my ass off, too, at the same time. So it all depends.
Well, I was going to say, I hope you ain't serious, because, I mean, when I went down there, me and JJ laughed our asses off.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think your chick was feeling it, though.
Well, fuck her. I mean, I don't care, man. Look, just come clean. Hey, come clean my house.
What?
My house smells like cat piss. Come clean my shit and cook some more of those enchiladas or whatever the fuck.
Let me hold your chichos.
Yeah, let me hold your chicho. Oh, but she ain't had no chichos. So she's like 5'10", 110.
Damn, she ain't got shit, nigga. She ain't got much of nothing.
Yeah.
Yo, but she got a pretty face.
Yeah, she got a pretty face.
Skinny
lips. I don't like bitches with skinny lips, but I mean.
You don't like what?
I don't like bitches with skinny lips.
Yeah, I hear you, son. I mean, I'm a sucker for a pretty face. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
That's how my baby mom got me. Like, she had a pretty face, but, you know. You know the rest of the story.
Oh, yeah.
You know the rest of the story.
Oh, yeah.
You know, being a good-looking nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, can't really keep their hands off of me, really. You know what I'm saying? What do I do about that?
I don't know, but I'm going to give a shout-out to the bum-ass old head that I saw. See, yo, let me school y'all real quick. Just because you're an old head player, don't necessarily mean you can wear whatever the hell you want. I saw this player, and as soon as he walked in, I was playing hating from the door. Me and the Canada Dry guy. Look at this guy. I look at the Canada Dry guy. He looks at me. He's like, yeah, JJ, you was on the money. I see this old head bastard come up in here. First of all, and ask us, like, we walk and work here. You know where the toilet paper's at? I look down at my shirt. Ken and Draw looks down at his shirt. Nah, dog, we don't work here. Walks off. As he's walking off, I notice he has a windbreaker G-Unit jacket. Nobody rocks G-Unit, but G-Unit and lame-ass dudes. He has on a G-Unit jacket and has a nerve. The nerve to have on church shoes. What is going on in this world? Just because you're over the age of 52 does not mean that you can wear church shoes in a G-Unit jacket. If my computer wasn't so damn fucking slow, I would give that young man, well, that old head, a couple of gunshots to his shoes and his old G-Unit jacket. Y'all pussy boy. I just had to put that out there.
Oh man.
Huh?
Oh man.
You know what? This is actually going out to Cuba. People at work that wanted to know how your weekend went, and you can't stand them, and they don't even give a shit to talk to them. Like, why? Why would you talk to me? Why would you ask me how my weekend is, and we don't ever talk? I don't like you. You don't like me. So let's stop playing games. Why do girls that are 14 years old come on MySpace and set their age to 23? Look, if you can't get on at the age 14, you're not supposed to be on MySpace.
Yep.
Come on.
They all switch it to like 16.
Huh?
I said they switch it to like 16. You gotta be 16 to be on MySpace or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. Well, when I go searching to promote, the lowest it goes is 18. So I thought you had to be 18 to get on there. Why do ugly prude girls put Playboy stickers on their cars? Playboy bunnies are whores. You better be one too. Word up. Don't be putting no Playboy bunny shit on your car and you're a virgin. That makes no sense. Hey, Cuba Caba.
Yeah.
Yo, corn and the cobby chick.
Oh, you want to start that? You apocalypto in the face ass nigga?
What'd you call me?
Mm-hmm.
You apocalypto in the face ass nigga?
Yo, Biggie Smalls in the face ass chick.
You all Splinter in the face ass nigga?
Yo, Rat Sewer Puff in the face ass nigga.
George Lopez in the face ass nigga.
George. Nah. You're a George Foreman girl to face that shit.
Ah, you killed it already.
Yeah, I definitely killed it.
Oh, man. So what you want for birthday, 6'4"?
Oh, man, I want some pussy, honestly.
Mm. But you're already getting that from chocolate, right?
I think you want some of that.
Whoa, listen. I'm not getting anything from anyone. Okay?
Oh.
I'm getting, like, we're going to go hang out and stuff. I mean, I don't know where it's going to lead. I mean.
No, I just figured because you said, you know, girls tend to melt, you know, all over you. So how long will it last?
Oh, listen, it's really a wrap. Like, once I start talking, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a magnet, right?
Yeah, you know how it is. Like, the magnetism is stronger sometimes. I don't know. I'm not even really just doing nothing. I'm just being me. And hopefully she feels me, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she was going to put out or whatever you want to call it, like, I wouldn't say it here, you know what I'm saying? Like, just out of, you know what I'm saying, respect or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I want, honestly, really what I want is a PS3. I don't even want the PS3. You can keep that shit. I want a PS3.
You want a what?
PlayStation 3.
Oh, yeah.
PlayStation 3?
I saw this game. It's, what's the name of it?
Assassin's Creed. I already know.
It's what?
Assassin's Creed. I already know, nigga.
Nah, it's not that. It's some other shit. It's this car game.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, you're in a movie. Like, and the director, like, says, okay, go ahead, make some action happen, some shit. And if you look, if you have a high-definition TV, the graphics on this motherfucker looks like the TV is the window. And you really are driving this son of a bitch. And I'm driving a car, and I run over lava, and the guy goes, cut, cut, you freaking suck! You're fired! Get out of here! Oh, wow. Yo, I got a question. Why do parents not beat their badass kids that act up in the mall? And another question before you answer that question.
Parents.
Why in the hell do I walk in the mall or anywhere I go and I see a long ass dog chain but no dog, a little kid instead?
Those are those badass little kids that can't fucking stay still.
Got the nerve
and parents don't want to fucking whip them so that they can stay still.
Hey. Got the nerve to tug him. Come on. Come on. Come on. You might as well say, come on, Grover.
Come here, Poochie.
Come on.
Come here, Dookie.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, you're going too far. Don't go over there. Come on. Come on. Come on. What are you tugging your kids
for? My daughter goes too far. She gets a smack behind the head. The fuck?
Exactly. Throw a bowling ball at my son. I thought I'd chuck a football right at the corner of his head. Hey, keep up, you little bastard.
Hey, do you know that your nephew used the F word yesterday?
How old is the nephew?
4.
4? Wait, wow.
I wonder where he got that from.
Can you blame him?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even really know how to tackle that one, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta ignore it. My daughter went through that. She went through that shit stage. Oh, shit. Shit, man. Oh, shit. Shit, man.
I was thinking
of that,
too. Like, just to ignore it. That way it kind of lessens the impact. Like, if the shock value of it or whatever.
Yeah.
Kinda. But you know what? Like, he knows it's wrong. Because from what I understand, he's like, right after you said it, he started apologizing or whatever. Like, I'm sorry. So he knew, like, what he was doing.
Because he hears it. You know what it is that you ever notice if, like, you hang out with a person and they have, like, a certain saying or something and all of a sudden it sticks to you because you're hanging out with that person? It rubs off?
Yeah.
Same thing with them. They hear it and hear it and hear it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't hear it here. I doubt he's hearing it in school because if he is, then, you know, I'm breaking jaws and all of that. But, like, where is he hearing that? You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly where he's hearing it from.
Where?
You and I both know.
I mean,
Mom Dukes has a foul mouth.
I mean, yeah, she does. She does have a foul mouth, actually. A very foul mouth.
Like,
and I'm surprised because, like, I'd be on the phone with her and he'll be right there with her, you know what I'm saying? And she'll, like, just release. I'm like, wow, like, he's right there, isn't he? Reckless.
Mhm. I slip too. I can't even front. I slip in front of my kids, but and they'll be like, "Mommy," I'll be like, "Oh, I'm sorry," but I slip. I got a foul mouth too.
Nah, fuck that. I curse. Like, I mean, I won't. I'm not gonna be like f mother f f f f. But like, when I speak, you know what I'm saying? I monitor what I say too. But like, if he does something to make me angry or whatever, like. I try to find different ways to express myself, you know what I'm saying, or my displeasure without using profanity, but yo, fuck that.
Yeah, so this is to curse at them. I don't like cursing at them.
No, not at all. Oh my, pick this up off the floor. Listen, how many times did I tell you, get that shit off the floor.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But you're not cursing at him.
No, I'm not cursing at him. One thing I've never done and I never will do, honestly, I think I'm a good dad, like, conscientious.
You're a great dad, damn it. You're a great dad.
There you go. Hands off to you for being a great dad.
Fucking right.
This is with all due respect, for real. Like, I give hats off to good dad. Everybody can be a dad.
But I always talk to him. Like, I talk to him like a normal person, like how we talk and explain things.
Well, don't rip your hat off too quick, Cuba. Your wig might fall off. Continue, 6'4".
You just wish you had a fucking wig.
That's Dizzle in the building. Yeah, so what's wrong, SD? You can't frame tonight?
Nah,
so Peter Parker ain't a mouth-ass nigga?
Right, no doubt.
Oh, chameleon and a T-Faz nigga.
Mm-hmm. Get it all out, brother.
Yeah, Barney Rubble on the mouth
ass.
Yeah, nigga.
Get it all out.
Tom Green in a chin ass nigga.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Cassie in a jaw after the accident nigga. Chuck D in the stomach ass nigga.
Okay.
Oh, Flavor Flav in the skin ass nigga.
Yes, sir.
Black ass nigga.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, Powerpuff Girl in the face ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Take them old dusty ass war boots off, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
They got on war uptowns.
Mm-hmm.
So, 6 Fizzle, what were you saying?
Yeah, you really interrupted him.
Yeah, my bad, dog. I just had to roast this clown ass nigga.
I mean, I wasn't really saying much. Just like I talked to him, you know what I'm saying? Like SD, no, you know what I mean? Like. When I wear little O, like...
Oh, you talking about O, baby?
Yeah, like, I just, you know, guide him, like, watch him. I don't really try to let him do his own thing and just guide him. Like, I don't push him unless I see he doesn't want to do something, then I push him.
Yeah, I vouch for that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I try, man. I ain't the best guy, but I try. Yeah, straight up.
Yeah.
And that's the top.
That's all you can do, man.
I vouch for that.
That's all you can do, man. You can't be like, you know, Chris Brown in the face ass nigga.
Yo, you really want me to flame you, huh? He's backing me.
Whoa, Anthony,
I think
where are you at?
Have a little Mexicanito.
Shut your mouth, right?
Have a little vaso.
Yeah, you need my Mexicano out of here.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Man, let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
You need my vaso out of
here.
You're going to have little bottles running around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. S.A. Holmes.
Yeah, S.A. Holmes. He's going to be like, all that Holmes.
That's going to be the first word. Hey,
Holmes.
The
first word is going to be orale.
Hey, is it orale?
Yeah, arriba la raza.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
6 Fizzle, what's good?
You already know already, man.
Yeah, man.
Yo, we back, man.
I didn't even know we was, you know what I mean? I was expecting an 11 o'clock start, really. So,
I just sent you a text message, but okay, yeah, we can roll with that one.
I mean, listen, I might have got it late. How about that one?
Oh, yeah, just like your mother. She got a period late.
You know what? I might have to just step to the rear just to blame you. But you know, I'm kind of busy with your moms right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my mama got the insulator job. Oh, fuck face.
Nah, she's too busy. Her mouth is full.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'll flame you. I'll find a way to flame you. Don't get it.
Oh, Joe Pesci in the face ass nigga.
Mm-hmm, exactly what I told your mama.
Mm-hmm.
Your mama loves it, though. She loves it.
Oh, loves it?
Yeah. Loves it. She loves it. See, I got her blindfolded with handcuffs on and an apple in her mouth. She's ready to get roasted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what's really going on tonight, people?
Ain't shit. Hey, Six Fizzle.
Yeah.
You like Jay-Z, right?
More or less.
All right, you know he got a Dead Presidents Part 3?
Yo, listen here. Before he even answers that, you already know what I'm about to ask you.
What
did you say yesterday about today?
Oh, well, you said you didn't even hear Part 2?
I mean, yeah, basically.
There's a Part 2.
I mean, it has to be because there's a Part 3.
Yeah.
So,
Talking about,
you know, Dead President. I'm not for president to represent me.
I
guess he made a Part 2 and a Part 3.
There's definitely a Part 2. You never heard of Part 2?
Yeah, the Part 2
I mean,
was old.
I never heard Part 2. I only heard the first one.
Yeah, nah, Part 2 was crack, God. I don't know about Part 3. I never heard
it. It's better than the first one?
I mean, I don't know if anything is better than the first one. So,
yeah.
Like, but it's he goes in on that shit, though. Like, it's the same beat, though. Yeah. So, like, it's Jay flowing over that same beat, so you can't really go wrong. But, I mean, it's hard. Like, I don't know if it's harder than the first one.
Yeah, the first one is definitely hard. Well, hey, look, man, I'm gonna send this out to you, man, because I know you were a big Jay-Z fan back in the Dead President days. You actually... This is the cat that Paxi put me on.
I mean, I really don't speak to you.
So, you know what I mean? I'm going to send this out to, you know, Six Fizzle. Welcome back. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like this nigga was in the pen. Welcome home, nigga.
Word.
You home.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jay-Z, DP3. Keep
mm-hmm.
that shit locked, TD. Technical difficulties. We be back.
Spit that Wonderama shit, me and my conglomerate, same crown. Bigger tryon, a sucker dick. Let me live out my dreams until my heart give out. The ball with cream, you know exactly what this is about. Fuck y'all mean. Handling sense of team, like LeBron or Sebastian. High school graduates, straight to the league. I ain't waiting for my knee to blow. Yesterday I was needing this dough.
Yeah,
rocking this motherfucker.
Three,
spit that. Wonderama shit, me and my conglomerate, same crown. Bigger try, yana, suck a dick. Let me live out my dreams until my heart give out. The ball with cream, you know exactly what this is about. Fuck y'all mean. Handling sense of team, like LeBron or Sebastian. High school graduates, straight to the league. I ain't waiting for my knee to blow. Yesterday I was needing this dough. Get it? I was needing this dough. Long as your math is fast, if you're reading it slow. Yo, my life ain't rosy, but I roll with it. My mom was fine till the dough hit it and told me that the mo did it. And now the kosher shit is so acidic. I blow a digit on a diamond at Saint-Tropez visits and won't miss it. So don't twist it. Young as Jesse's nice and more risk than 96 tricks.
That was DP3. I'm gonna throw this Jay-Z, this shit right here.
You know how that go. Jackson's go back, then we cop it some more. The Benjamin's going to stash box under the floor. My president's to represent me, now you know.
Soundtrack to the street.
Why?
Music ain't nothing like it.
It ain't
see,
no more to it
right here.
Nigga, this shit right here. Make you want to go up on your fly gear. For fly girls in the mirror. Double checking they rare. Newest pair of the Ravens shoes is so fierce. A bitch better lock out of these, you swear. Nigga, this shit right here. Make you wear your sunnies at night, no glare. Nowhere in sight, you like, I don't care. I'm so fly, you have no idea.
You know what it is. You definitely know what it is. Hey, Cuba.
Cuba. Yeah.
Man, what the fuck you doing, man? What, you got your hand in your ass or something?
No, actually somewhere else. But...
Oh, whoa. Calm that down now. Calm that down.
No.
Oh, what, you smelling your fingers, you nasty bastard? Oh. You nasty prick.
You know you
want to
smell them.
Yeah, why don't you wipe them on the... Matter of fact, send them to my email address. Wipe your fingers on your mouth and send it to my email address. Hey, yo, Six Fizzle, what you thought about that, man? Six Fizzle?
Yeah?
What you thought about that?
Mm-hmm.
About that Jay-Z cut?
What'd you say?
What do you think about that Jay-Z cut?
It sounded like, it actually sounded like one of, it sounded like all through, it sounded like Dead President's Part 1 and Part 2 mixed together with some extra stuff on it.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Hmm.
Honestly, I mean, because I was reciting it and I'm like, you know, it's both of them mixed, it's all three of them mixed together.
What about the little freestyle afterwards?
I mean, I'm not really impressed by Jay's freestyle. Like, I mean, Jay's been freestyling for a long time. It's not really impressive.
Yeah. I got a question. Why do people get jobs and why do people get jobs and not seek out what they're supposed to do? Like, for instance, why do people get jobs, but they don't seek out what they're supposed to be doing?
What do you mean?
Like, clerks that are too fucking lazy to help you. Yo, you go to Best Buy, yeah, you got the seat. What you want? Well, come on, dog. All that fucking hustling and breathing and shit, that was uncalled for, man. Fucking help me out.
I don't even get into all of that with people, son.
I just imagine what 6-4 would do. Yo, you got this?
Hey, JJ, got
this nigga, he'd just look at him like, okay, cuz, punch your head off his shoulder. What'd you say?
Not even, man. I mean...
I got one for you.
What?
Do stuttering people stutter when they're thinking to themselves?
Oh, that's fucking funny. How about you pat yourself on the back with them long ass arms you got?
Oh man.
I don't know.
You just mad because I got more ass than your fucking Mexican chick.
Yeah, you definitely got a lot of ass. Six Fizzle, you need to see her in person, man. She has a lot of ass. Well, I think it was because my girl had no ass. That's why you had so much ass.
Probably.
You got a teardrop butt.
Who?
That's funny.
She
lives.
Yeah. Parents.
Yeah.
Why do parents not correct their misbehaving children? And why do spouses cheat? Now, why do people get fired for no reason?
Why do people get what?
Fired from their job for no reason.
There's always a reason.
Yeah,
there's always a reason to fire somebody.
Yeah.
I'll fire you because I don't like you.
Yeah, cause I don't like you. And why do people talk loud at movies? Shut the fuck up.
Well, what about when they say, did you see that?
I hate that. I actually saw a fucking a bootleg when somebody was like, yo, this is the best part, yo. I'm like, yeah, I'm taking this shit back. You got the bootleg man talking about it, telling me it's the best part. I actually had this one bootleg. The guy, he's watching a movie, and all of a sudden the camera just goes dark, and you hear a bunch of ruffling shit. Like, it was someone must have came in, and he like quickly hit the movie in the back, and then like 10 seconds later he pulls it back out and starts filming the movie again.
Mhm. I'll be like, yo, money, look, man.
I'm not even going to get into all of that. Excuse me. Such and such and such. All right, thank you for your help. Be, you know, cordial with people, man. They know what time it is.
Oh, if someone was annoying and he's like, ah, what do you want?
What do I want?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Never, never. Never, son. Never, God. Seriously, never. I mean, especially me down there. Nah. Up here, I mean, maybe because people are assholes.
Yeah.
But, son, I'm not, it's not even happening, son. Like, it's not even happening.
Well, I got one. Why do girls go to the movies when they're too scared? Like, it's, like, in other words, you have a chick, you take a chick to the movies, and the whole time, like, watching Saw 4. Took this chick out to the movies, and the whole time this chick had the nerve to have her head down the whole time. Like, look, shorty, it's the deal. I paid for your ticket, so you better open, you better show, your face better be facing the theater, the movie thing. Because I didn't pay for your fucking company. I pay for your dusty ass to watch the movie. If you're not going to watch the movie, I'm gonna tell them to kick you the fuck out outside, and I'm going to get my money back from you, and you can stand outside in the fucking cold. Oh, but it's scary. Wait, yo, first of all, grow the fuck up. It's a movie. Blood is blood. What, so you mean to tell me every
some
time...
Some people get nightmares.
I don't give a fuck. So every time you see your period, you're going to get a nightmare because it's bloody?
Period. No, but it's a situation, like the whole running and, you know, they coming to get you type shit. And you don't know who the fuck is
killing. So let me guess, you're one of those broads, huh?
Yeah. I don't like scary movies, and I don't go to the movies to watch scary movies.
Oh, what the fuck? You know what, girls like you, you know.
You didn't notice when and your girl was like, oh, let's go watch a movie. I was like, no.
Yeah, I noticed you was, you know, no.
No.
You know what, both of you Mexicans. Both of you fucking Mexicans, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
I really hate when I buy a CD. That's why I don't buy CDs no more. You buy a CD, only 3 songs are good out of the 30.
Yeah, that's why I like to buy the mixtapes.
Oh, well, you buy a mixtape and only 5 of those are good.
Nah.
Out of 20.
Not where I buy them.
And why do sexy-ass girls date ugly-ass guys? Pause.
Because they're really nice on the inside.
Huh. Yeah, they're suckers.
Mm-mm.
I'm saying you can find an. It's like, I mean, that's like me dating. Well, fuck you, Kuba. All right, so what?
I was like, dating what? What? Go ahead.
Whatever. All right,
go ahead.
That's like me dating an ugly chick. All right? I mean, I can find a good looking chick that's good inside. Like, I mean, why do I gotta? And I hate when girls say, you're materialistic. You just look for the body and that's it. No, bitch. Bitch, no. I want a girl that looks good and is good inside. Who you trying to tell me that just because I looked and see that she had a fat ass and she was Spanish that, hey, that's all I want to know. You can't be stupid. I mean, you got to get tested out. And the Mexican broad, she was stupid. She was stupid at the end because she ended up saying, all right, well, look, my pictures are like, you know, 3 years old, so, you know, and I don't have any new pictures. I'm like, oh, wow. Gee, thanks for telling me this shit while you're on your way to meet me right now. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what's funny? You know what's funny is that the way you talked about her, I was like, okay. You're telling me like if...
Your phone's breaking over. I can't hear you. Hey, you prick. No, go ahead. What
you made me get all dressed up, all decked out. You better come looking your best, your spiffiest. I hope you brought clothes with you. You know, remember you're on vacation. Remember we're going to go to a club. Remember this, remember that. Man, that's all I got to say is, man, she was a nice person.
And yeah, she was a nice, ugly person.
No, she wasn't ugly. She had a pretty face.
Oh, yeah, she just had a nasty body.
Yeah, but she was all up on that body.
Fucking right.
Mm-hmm. Her no ass having that.
Oh, man. She,
no
she,
ass.
She wore her jeans right. Like, she had an old dog. She had a little gap between the legs, like the fucking the bow-leggedness. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when you took her pants off. I thought I was in a fucking skeleton.
Yeah, why'd she walk you to the bathroom?
Huh?
Why did she walk you to the bathroom? Was she afraid that I was going to kidnap you and take you somewhere?
I don't know, but you know how Mexicans are. They don't trust nobody.
They don't trust nobody?
Nobody.
Yeah, she walked into the bathroom in the club.
Well, maybe, I mean, you know how you girls be on that shit. Like, y'all see somebody looking at you, you know.
Oh, no, because you know what? The guy I was with, I was dancing with other people. He was on his, you know, merry way.
Yeah, well, I mean, but he was also, you know, Blanco. Damn, I'm catching a fucking cold, man. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hate that. It starts with your throat. Got mucus all in your throat and shit. Before you know, I'm going to wake up, coughing, my chest going to hurt.
That's not good.
Word.
And why do people text and drive? Like, don't do shit. Well, I do it, but I can get away with it because I know what the fuck I'm doing. A lot of people don't know what they're doing, and they look up and they slam on their brake. Remember this one time. This has nothing to do with texting, but this has something to do with driving fast because of my brother, 6'4", pumping me up with something. I don't know. He's telling me, I tend to fucking listen to him sometimes when I shouldn't. Like, this asshole's telling me, oh, yeah, drive, you know what I mean? I'm over there. He pumped me the fuck up, so I'm speeding. My father is in the trunk. With his head poked out the back seat. You remember that day?
I remember that, son. That shit was mad funny.
That shit was hilarious. My father, see, we couldn't fit in the car, all of us. We had, like, what was it, a rental car?
Mm-hmm.
So, he's in the trunk, and his head is popped out the back seat. So, his head is popped out, and his body's in the trunk. All my little sisters and brothers in the back seat, and 6'4 is in the driver's side, and he's in the passenger side, I'm in the driver's side. So I'm driving fast as shit. He's like, yo, man, fuck that, man. Well, he didn't say fuck that. He's like, yo, man, forget that, man. Cut him off. He's like, all right, good, you good. So I'm cutting people off, murking and all. I look in the back seat. 6'4 is like, yo, watch out. I look up. I'm like a split second from banging out on the Verrazano Bridge. And if I would have hit that car, we would probably end up in the water. Like, I would have hit that car hard. First of all, my dad would have been fucked up. My dad would have been fucked up. Kids would have been fucked up because they ain't had no seatbelt on. I ain't had no belt on, and 6'4 had no belt on. We would have been fucked. And I looked, and then my dad's like, come on, man! Keep your hand on the road, man. Come on, what's going on, man? Come on. Get you together. Come on, stop paying attention. Well, you got to understand the situation because his big burly ass is in the trunk. Nigga ain't supposed to be in the trunk. But the cops with the cane, they'd have been like, whoa, what's going on? But I'll never forget that day.
Wow, that's some crazy shit.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. Niggas would have banged out.
Yeah.
Damn, I want some eggnog with some vodka in it. But I'm too much of a little pussy boy to drink it because I don't want to get worse. I need to go to the store and get me some oodles and noodles. That's what I need to do. Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, so anyway. Hey, yo, Cuba, yo. When we going to meet up again so I can put you in a full Nelson?
I thought we established
you
that already.
You stuttered. What happened?
I thought we established that already.
What? That you're coming up next week?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to put you in a full Nelson. I'm going to kick your ass.
Yes.
I'm going to blindfold you with coconut milk juice. Yeah, I said coconut milk jokes. So what?
Oh, man.
Are you on that site yet? So how about you go on it, you fucking dirty Spanish woman?
Loose man.
Dude, somebody got sour grapes. Somebody got sour grapes.
Got what?
I wish I had a fucking camera. You got sour grapes. I wish I had a camera the day I met you.
Sour grape, what's that?
You got sour grapes.
Fucking sour grape.
You.
Oh, man. I got to pay my, I paid my insurance online today. I'm real good about that. Feel good. I got Geico. But the only good thing about it is that.
You paid for your phone, too, huh?
Huh?
You paid for your phone, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, I paid my phone, too. Yeah, they, you know, Sprint got to me.
Yo, why? Why do people wait for their phone to get cut off to pay their bill? Why?
Because. Because, I mean, why pay it early?
I mean, that way you know your bill got to be paid.
Exactly. Exactly. There you go. See, we're not 6'4". We would have never got that question. We would never got that answer. But, I mean, that's how you got to do it, especially if you got a spending limit. Oh! I must be over my spending limit. Let me pay $125. What's my bill? What'd it come out to? Oh, your bill came out to $126. All right, my man, put $2 down. I'm paying $2. Whoa, don't. How about you pay for the $26? No, I'm putting $2. That's it.
Well, I put the $2 just so my ticket get cut back on. Fuck
yeah.
And then you regret doing that shit the next month. When you realize you should have just put down 50.
Yeah, because now that's on top of what you owe now. So instead
right.
of owing, you know what I mean, instead of owing 75 plus another 75, now you owe 124 plus 75. And now you got to pay even more to get it below 125.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have done it. Everyone that has Sprint all has done it. Oh, dang,
yo, my spending limit is like $350, but like it's.
Oh, see, that's like good shit right there.
Yeah, but I mean, fuck that ain't shit. It's $350, but it be going over like four something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My shit don't go up according to that. My shit goes up according to how I haven't paid. Like, I don't give a fuck if I make $1,000 worth of calls in a month, son. Like, as long as my minimum balance is not paid up, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my past due. That's what I meant. Word.
Why do animals cross the street and stand in front of your fucking car?
Yeah, that's
the neck of the woods. Or why do squirrels cross the street and they always wait till the last? They stand in the middle of the street. And they wait till the last minute. They wait for you to hit the brakes to run across the street.
Because they're fucking with you.
Exactly what it is. Them niggas will run across the street, and you thinking, all right, when I get close, he going to run. Nigga, stay there. So I slam my brake, and then he going to run across the street. Why, you fucking prick? See, now next time, he's going to fucking hit your ass.
He punked you, nigga. You can't hit him. Just like you can't hit a pigeon with a rock. You ever tried it?
No, but I'm going to try it.
I'm telling you, try it. And as a matter of fact, try to fake it. Try to fake like you're going to, you throw it. Like, you know, like make the movement, but don't let it go.
Uh-huh.
I bet you don't fly away. But as soon as you throw, as soon as you throw it and let it go, that nigga's flying. Shit is mad funny, son. I don't get it either.
I fed a seagull the other day, a hot dog, and I threw it, and I didn't break it up. Motherfucker swallowed a whole hot dog whole. Said, get the fuck out of here.
You did what?
I threw a hot dog at a seagull.
How what?
And he swallowed it whole. And the nigga didn't even chop it up or nothing. He didn't peck it apart, nothing.
You never seen him eat a fish, nigga?
Huh?
You never seen him eat a fish?
Nah.
They ain't got no teeth.
So he swallowed a fish whole?
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah.
How the fuck they do that shit?
Nigga.
And not choke.
Nigga, they keep the shit in their throat.
That's crazy. Ah, shit, yo, Cuba.
Yeah.
Shut up. Anyway, so.
Go grow your girl an ass. Whoa,
you started.
I was about to fall off my chair, too.
You about to what?
I was about to fall off my chair, too.
That's kind of hard to believe with that big ass of yours.
Asshole.
Hey, cool, what's up?
What's up?
How's your health?
My health is fucking great.
Well, yeah, anything happen lately?
No.
Oh, well, you don't want to talk about that,
I'm
huh?
A little sick. I'm getting a little sick. I'm catching a cold, but...
All right. How's your head?
My head is fine.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really? I heard it was the best.
Oh, shit.
It is.
Oh, shit. She never fell for that one.
<It is>.
Yo!
I heard you got to see it to believe it.
Oh, man.
Is that true?
You got to feel it, yeah.
Whatever. Heard that before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk is cheap.
You're just like the rest of them. You can't take it all, goddamn.
Oh, well.
See? You see what I'm talking about?
You'll never know. You'll never know.
Why Friday and always turns into sex.
Why not?
I might as well say every day is a new topic with a little bit of spicy sex.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the world revolves around sex?
Yeah, actually it does.
I was thinking, me and my friend were talking about this, like, humans are the only, like, creatures or animals that get pleasure from sex, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't just use it to procreate.
That's true.
And it's fucked up. It just speaks about our state of mind, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Fuck it, though.
Yeah, it's like it's a sport. It's so... Humans are so into it that they get paid to fuck other bitches.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's crazy.
I mean, pussy sells.
Before, you had to love somebody. Now you can just like somebody.
You ain't even got to like them.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah, why do superheroes wear spandex?
Because it's breathable and flexible.
I think that looks really gay.
What, the question?
It depends on the color.
Like the Superman.
Mm-hmm. What does he wear? Like MC Hammer pants or something?
No, the Superman, he wears those tight things with that like underwear on top of his like, leggings or something. I don't know.
Word, like blue long johns with damn red underwear, with red tighties on top of them.
Well, I know the Puerto Rican Superman wears capris.
What? And a wife beater.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. A wife beater.
Joe Ford in the face ass nigga.
Oh shit. Oh man.
Joe Ford in the face.
Oh nigga, yo. Dan Arnold in the face ass nigga.
That nigga don't even exist, nigga. Yo, Dan Aykroyd in the face ass nigga. Yeah, but today was a good day. You know what I'm saying? The plumbing tip of the day is, let's say, anybody having any plumbing problems?
I need my pipes cleaned.
Sex. Well, you know what? I think the snake that you've been using is not long enough. You might need a longer snake.
I think so.
Longer, more powerful snake, but you know. You need a professional, really. You can fuck with, like, the amateurs.
Yo, waste management and a face-ass nigga. Yo, y'all got waste management out there? Or is that just a Jersey thing?
Come on, you old janitor and a face-ass nigga. Janitor for my public school, my old public school.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Cooper, what's the worst thing you've ever done in school?
The worst thing I've ever done? Like,
worst
what do you
thing.
Mean?
The funniest or the nastiest or the worst?
Well, we had this one chick that she had a mustache, a really thick mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we were evil and we decided to, like, put a razor and shaving cream on her desk. we all started laughing when she came to school. Cried for like 3 days.
Up.
She didn't come to school for like 4 days, 5 days.
That's fucked up.
And then another time we took a whole bunch of little thumbtacks and put them on the teacher's chair. And the fat bitch actually really sat on them.
Wow.
We all got in trouble. Oh, man, did we get in trouble.
Well, you know what this asshole 6'4 did?
What?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, you know what I'm about to say?
Oh, Lord, I was thinking about that.
I love these stories. Go ahead.
This nigga took a shit on the steps.
Took a shit. Right after lunch, too. Right after lunch.
Why, because they didn't let you go to the bathroom?
On the girl's staircase.
Why, because they didn't allow you to go to the bathroom?
Huh? No. I just wanted to take a shit on the girl's staircase.
No, what, there was nobody around? Like, how'd you actually get that off? You got to concentrate
on shit. I snuck up there before lunch was over. And I took a shit right there, son.
Yo, what grade were you in?
I don't even remember. I was young.
Grammar school, high school?
I think grammar school.
It was high school.
It was a high school. Nah, nigga.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the most embarrassing thing I ever did was, it's embarrassing to talk about, but I took a shit in my pants before.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a lot worse than taking a shit on the stairs.
Right, because yours is actually out. Mine's still stuck on my pants because it was in a field trip in Brooklyn.
Oh, Lord.
We was walking around. My stomach was killing me.
Your stomach is always killing you, son.
Damn. Hey, I'm like, ever since I was young, I'm like, yo, my stomach's killing me. I need the bathroom. There was no bathrooms around, man. Try to hold it in? Mm-mm. No go. Took a shit right in my, because my stomach was fucked. I said, fuck it, man. I just took a shit right in my pants. I was walking, stinking. Got home. The shit coming down my legs and shit.
Was all crusty already.
Yeah. Another thing
what
I used to do.
What grade were you in?
Oh, man. I know I was in, like, grammar school. So a little young nigga.
Fifth grade, sixth grade?
Hell no. It was, like, third or fourth grade. So it was elementary school, not grammar school.
Elementary school is grammar school.
No, all right. Well, second, third, fourth grade, something like that.
Oh, so if you're in second, third grade, you're still a little, so.
Still, that's some nasty shit.
That is some nasty shit going on all day.
And I used to take my cack out, put it on the floor, and I used to hump the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've done that before, too?
No, I can't say that I have. But I have fucked my couch.
You said you what?
I have fucked my couch before.
What do you dry hump your couch or something?
Straight up, like you just like you know how your couch got like the cushions or whatever. Like you just put your dick in between the cushions. Well, I put my dick. You don't have a dick, but you know, I put it in between the cushions and I was just going in real quick. Basically, I ain't busting nut. I just want to see what it feel like, but it's still weird though.
Did it feel good or no?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of hurt, like, and my dick was too long to really, like, it kept hitting the bottom, so that should hurt. I was just trying to bust another man, don't get it twisted. I'll never do that shit again, though.
Hell nah. I used to take it real far-fetched, man. I used to fucking go in the women's bathroom, kneel down, cock on the toilet seat, and I used to hump the toilet seats, man. You know how nasty that is?
Wow.
I used to open the toilet and put it on top of my dick and hump the toilet seat.
Nice.
Ugh.
I used to fucking
go in the women's bathroom and wipe my ass on the toilet seat.
Yo, my cousin is nasty.
What?
I was 19 years old. I had just moved out of my house, my parents' house, my first little apartment, and we had a little get-together, whatever. When I was moving from there, I left that apartment. It was a little studio, and I left that apartment to him. He was having his little get-together.
Uh-huh.
And I'm taking all my stuff out, whatever. He's like, yo, cuz, leave me some things. All right, fine. So I left him a couple towels and stuff like that. And he invites one of his friends. And one of his friends was really, like, not so good of his friends.
Uh-huh.
And wound up cleaning his ass with his fucking towel that the man washes his face with. He said he's cleaning his face. Like, yo, why does towel smell like shit?
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit was gross.
So how did he react when he found out that he had an ass face?
Yo, he punched his friend in the face.
Dude.
Yeah, laid him out. Laid him out. But then again, that guy was drunk as hell. And that's the same guy that after he did that, he made him leave the house. He got him butt naked. He was like, get the fuck out of my house and give me your fucking clothes. And he made him run around the block butt naked. Like, he goes, you want your clothes back? You better run 5 or 6 times around the block. And that man was running around the block, and we were calling everybody, yo, I'm outside. Come look at Tito in the street naked, running around, this and that, whatever. And everybody was outside, and we were dying laughing.
I'd have had to fight that nigga like, nah, son, I ain't running around nowhere.
Yeah, actually, it happened, nigga.
And I'm drunk, too. Nigga, let's fucking fight.
Well, see, the thing is that my cousin knocked him out in one punch. Like, he didn't see that coming. He was drunk as hell already. We were all ripped.
And after I sobered up, I'd kick his fucking ass. Out of nowhere, I run that nigga over my car. And kick his shins out.
Yeah, but then again, he was a nasty motherfucker to wipe his ass on that.
He was drunk.
Use toilet paper.
He was drunk. Oh, wait a minute. He took a shit and wiped his ass with the...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's disgusting.
Yeah. My cousin said, there's a little piece of turd on there. Like a little...
Wow, he had a dingleberry washcloth.
Yeah.
He had a dingberry. He was washing his face with a dingbee.
This shit's disgusting.
The dingbee. Yeah, well, we're gonna play a track. You know what I mean, I'm gonna keep a D block. Got some new D block shit.
What the fuck, man?
Yo, where's SD?
Feel like I got spiders crawling all over me and shit. What? Where's what thing?
Where's SD?
Oh, he hung up. I think he's, sound like he's in the lunchroom or some shit like that.
Mm.
This is, brand new by Busta Rhymes, Jada Kiss, Freeway, Walk With Me. Shit's kind of hard, you know what I mean? Shit's all right. Keep that shit locked. TD show.
Yeah. Right out, drop that. Holler at your fucking boy. I know it's been a minute, my nigga, but this the official return of Freeway. Early. And if you ain't walking with me, then you must be against me. And it's going down, we ain't taking no prisoners. Now tell me who the fuck you thought it would be. I'm in the booth with a quarter water, recording with free. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice with the spit. Pay attention, you ain't more important than me. You need to get it right, bitch. You ain't no NC, it's the God, yo. Emotion niggas is corny with your cone on the car flow. Wells Fargo bread, shipping like cargo. I'm shitting, got them sick while I'm whipping the Monte Carlo. I let the sparks go. What you trying to step on my clocks for? DJ, cone in this bitch, you better put on a scarf, ho. Staying close to the money, ducking the knock so I can keep on whipping McLarens while I pull up and park slow. When I get the itch, I go fuck a bitch down in Park Slope. The guard's dope and you can't defeat me, it's hard. I'm one of the last of the law's hosts. Chain big with an ugly pen and a nigga dripping heavy in a long rope. The name you have after my aiming at you. Do a long stroke and eat you like the reaper then came to greet you in a long coat. You'll all talk while I'm spitting, giving you calm. Swallow and digest it like I was lifting up in your mom's throat.
Hey, you're white out, man. Handle that.
Back and forth through the hood like in the city. So pity you and your squad, bro. If you ain't heard when I last said it, the guards dope. These niggas think they can stand a chance of testing me off.
Nope.
You should walk with me. It's freeway and I'm rebelling. You should walk with me. I got the whole world walking with me, thumping with me. City union men marching with me every city. Why? Haters don't need to fuck, cause I will need to fuck if you aren't with me. I got the whole world walking with me, thumping with me. City union men marching with me every city. Take a walk with the dying skills to divine art. Fluently go straight from my mind, thoughts I define smart. Nigga try me, I leave them deadly departed. Civilians are artists, arsenals awesome, I leave them in salt. Now you know what, I will kick you from the damn art. Feed you to the bitches like spare parts, don't you dare start. Bulls constrict the flow, constricting your airlines. Like you out of space with no oxygen, tell your man halt. How you want you to play with me, get your man sparked. Throw him in the oven like ham hocks to the man rock. Or it's off with his head, off with his dreadlocks. My mom took yayo and blew you eggs in the same pot. So I'm still resin, but excellent at the same time. So to stay away from the open fire, the flames hot. The gates hot, but they vacate when the gates pop. Niggas drop on me and bust play shots at the same time. No discussion, I will bust with the same nine. Niggas say they bust when it's game time, but they will not. They still wish on the wishing well, but my will's hot. Niggas praying I flop, I still wish them well. Rockefeller's your team, your team's not selling. Y'all selling the streets, dreams, the dreams in the pot. Me and Buster keep it clean, we not telling the thing. If a nigga telling me I'm letting off shots.
Fun works, either one hurt, yellow gold, white gold, platinum, yapping them. If he even think about moving, put a cap in them. Real shit, fake shit, hate shit, snake shit. Knowing something don't belong to you when you take shit. Headshot, you and you, graveyard, funeral. And I ain't coming home to June 2022. Real hard, ass smart, got hard, had hard. Another nigga raising my seed now. The sad part, good guy, bad guy. Mom cry, dad cry. All I got is stories to tell. How I was mad fly, Jack Mack, tuna fish. All I could do is wish and wait for this bullshit appeal for this foolishness. And the jailhouse lawyers talk with me. It's cool, but I need somebody to walk with me.
You walk with me. You walk with me. Walk with me. You walk with me.
That's not it, man. When we put our D-Block on here, we got to put double back to back. I mean, more D-Block. Welcome home, Six Fizzle. I mean, welcome home, Cubana. Welcome home, S Dizzle. You know what I mean? So like I said, we put D-Block on. Being the fact that a lot of brothers on here that work on this station like D-Block, I'm sorry, we got to put D-Block black to black. Black to black, back to back. This is Styles. Yeah, I definitely got fucked up. I try to, you know what I mean? This is Styles P featuring Max B, Holiday. Keep that shit locked. 347-215-8388. Technical difficulties.
Knee deep in the game. Due time, you'll see the sunshine if you sleep in the rain. I ain't trying to weather the storm. I get over the clouds. And I ain't talk about flying a plane. I'm in the slums where the guns is. Niggas sell crack to get hundreds. I mean thousands. I see European cars by housing. I see them shining on your block, I'm just carousing. 4-5 make your shit free. My London niggas say you get me. I say I got you. Rude boy, they better watch you. Too hot to handle, too cold a hole. When I was young, they used to say I had an older soul. Only death to make your soldiers fold. Pull it out, hit the floor, let go. While my shoulders roll. You get hit, then your soul let go. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. These lovers can rest the team. They can move back doors and tell me why you wanna do that. When we got that game, it's Friday. If you fuck with my money, you know I'm gonna pay.
Handgun and the rifle. And a knife too. She's just that frightful. Get blood from your ice to your night boots.
Head crack like the dice do. Ounce wheel, no squeak like the mic do. I get hyped too. Come through the block and light you like a cigarette. You ain't seen a harder nigga yet. G2 like a nicorette. Wolf a lion, nigga, pick a pet. I mean, pick a beat. I run the city, nigga, pick a street. Matter of fact, you can pick a beat. I'm old school, we can shoot it out, pick a heat. Fuck you.
These raps have so fit to me. These rappers ain't left to change. They can move back to a system. We run like you never do that. Cause we got that game. It's the holiday. If you fuck with my money, you know what I'm gonna say.
I get ya, get the picture. I'm the painter, you the painted. Talk shit when you ain't shit. I'm 5-star, you ain't ranked kid. I'm major, fuck the majors. Fuck the label, let's take that to the bank kid. It's a ghost of the fandom. Killing rappers at random without a handgun, can't stand them. I'm too nice, I'm too hot. You don't wanna drop from the top for the rooftop. Turn the mic up, turn the beat up. FC the ghost, still keep the fucking booth hot.
These raps are so fit to me. These rappers are expertise. This bitch make you move back to a system. You know how you do that. When you got that game, it's a holiday. If you fuck with my money, you know I'm gonna pay.
South C, featuring Max B, Holiday. Hey, Six Fizzle.
Yo.
What you thought about that one?
Hard as usual.
Of course, of course. South C got this new joint out called Cause I'm Black.
Mm-hmm.
The joint is fire. We got 2 minutes left in this little thing. This little thing we call technical difficulties. I'm going to play a couple of quotes, movie quotes. It's actually you said you were over Snatch, right? Just for those that, you know, it's for those that are not actually, the ones that are actually listening now, it's technical difficulties. Tomorrow, Cuba.
Yes, sir.
What did you say, 5 or 6?
That's up to you.
Will you be able to do it 5?
Same shit to me. I don't work tomorrow.
All right, well, look, see, 6-4, we got this thing. Okay, fuck it, we're going to be doing this. I mean, I might do it on a Sunday, and it'd just be me, because everyone doesn't want to really do the show every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll just play music or whatever. Saturday, we'll be talking about Cuba's, she has, like, this little dance thing, like, you know, she's down with the B-Boys and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll play new music and artists that are trying to get out, you know, be known. So I'll play some of their tracks. And we just hold it down probably like for an hour or so. So hit us up tomorrow on the same tune, the same channel, Technical Difficulties. We will be hosting the show at 5 o'clock. That's 5 o'clock p.m. tomorrow. It's going to be me and Cuba. I don't know who else is going to be there. They don't have to show up if they don't want. You know what I mean? But if they do show up, you know, 6-4 might be in the building. SD might be in the building. E might be in the building. We don't know. You know what I mean? But tune in tomorrow, 5 p.m. to probably about 6 p.m. And it's going to, you know what I mean, we're going to be playing all new music and upcoming artists as well as information on what's going on in the hood. And, you know, talk about Cuba's dance thing. Hit us up on MySpace at www.myspace.com/THE_TD_show. You'll find 6-4, Cuba, SD, and myself. Peace.
One.
You're now tuned into the extra moments, extra whatever. I figure we'll stay on here like to 9:15 since I was 15 minutes late. So, you know, that's what it is. I'm going to play a couple of you. You say you like that movie Snatch, right?
Yep.
I found this mega mix. This shit is hilarious. I'm going to play a couple of little Snatch joints. Mm-hmm. And then play the Snatch end theme talk over.
Mm-hmm.
This is Snatch for you, Lane Brown, Monica Lewinsky niggas in the face ass niggas.
Shut up and sit down, you big bald fuck. Give me that fucking shooter.
fucking dog. Do you know what nemesis means?
Fuck.
A righteous infliction of retribution.
Fuck off.
Manifested by an appropriate agent.
Bonjour.
Personified in this case by a horrible cunt.
Shit.
Me.
What the fuck are you doing, Solomon?
Asshole.
I fucking hate pikeys.
Fucking hate pikeys.
I fucking hate pikeys.
Fuck me.
Who the fuck's talking to you, boy?
Mary fucking Poppins.
Are you taking a piss?
Bullocks cunt.
Ass.
You fucking idiots.
Bollocks.
Balls pussy.
Prick.
Bastard.
Piece of shit.
It's only a fucking dog.
And it's worth...
Fuck
all.
Bollocks.
I ain't fucking buying that.
I know a lot of tits, Governor. But I don't know any quite as fucking stupid as these two.
Now fuck off,
you motherfuckers. You took the fucking jam out of my donut, Tommy.
I don't care if he's got
fucking
hazelnuts. It's not as if he's income fucking conspicuous now, is it? Now get up and have a fucking fight.
Now, we are fucked. Found out that the sweet talking tattoo sporting piker was a gypsy bare knuckle boxing champion, which makes him harder than a coffin nail. Right now, that's the last thing on Tommy's mind. Gorgeous doesn't wake up in the next few minutes. Tommy knows he'll be buried with him. Why would the gypsies want to go to the trouble of explaining why a man died in their campsite? Not when they can bury the pair of them and just move camp. It's not like they've got social security numbers, is it? Tommy, that's it, is praying. And if he isn't, he fucking should be.
Oh man, that was my movie, man. I'm sorry. That was my movie. Oh man. Hey, Six Fizzle. Six Fizzle.
Yep.
Go, Bob.
Yeah.
You ever see the Sprint commercial with that annoying sound in the beginning? I actually like that sound. I actually wanted to get that ringtone, but for some reason it's not available. I understand that.
The pin drop, nigga.
That's what that is, the pin drop?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I never knew it was a pin drop, dog. Because I never knew pin drops made fucking noises.
That's the whole point behind the Sprint logo and everything. That's... It looks like a feather, but it's supposed to be like a pin dropping. And it's supposed to be Sprint is that accurate, that like pinpoint, like that good that you can hear a pin drop on one of their phones or whatever. Which is of course bullshit.
Yeah, we all know that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking annoying commercials. Let's talk about some annoying commercials. 1-800-COLLECT.
Yeah.
Carol Top is... Hold on. Hey. Oh, wow. Hold on, people.
Hey, Zig Ford.
Yeah.
You heard of the New York Art Cipher?
No. That sounds familiar.
That's on your area.
New York Art Cipher?
Yeah, the New York Art Cipher.
Yeah.
It's kind of, hold on, I'm going to see him look up the address. I don't remember exactly where it was at.
Oh,
hey, hold on for a second. Hey, AOE.
Yo.
Where you at, man? Who's that African nigga in the background?
That's the dude I work with.
It's on Broad Street.
79, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's over.
You missed it.
Oh, that's all right. I see you got old Sleepy Floyd on the line.
Who?
Sleepy Floyd Mayweather. Omar.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Tomar means to drink. Tomar means to drink, right?
Tomar. Oh, yeah. Tomar, yeah.
Thoma.
Thoma. Yeah, Thoma.
Thoma.
That's what I meant to say.
Oh.
Thoma.
Thoma.
Hey, let me see. Let me see how smart this guy is. What is, you have Sprint, right?
Yeah.
Now, you see the little feather logo they have. What is that really?
That's probably me getting raped. a symbol of me getting raped by Sprint.
No,
yeah,
really. You know what it is?
No.
What is it?
Hey, 6'4", tell him.
It's a pin drop.
The yep. Pin drop?
He says the pin drop.
Yeah, it is the pin drop, actually. You're right. It is.
Yeah, that's a true Sprint customer for your ass. Because me, I didn't know what the hell it was.
All you got to do is look at that commercial, nigga.
All right, now, what was the symbol before?
I mean...
It was a red symbol, and we looked like a fucking retarded square.
Yeah, that's some other shit. Didn't Sprint, like, merge with somebody else or some shit like that?
Nextel.
Nextel.
I mean... Yeah...
Sprint actually bought out Nextel.
Yeah. They need to get rid of it. That's what they need to do.
That was a good look, too. Sprint is making a lot of money now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Between raping me and buying out Nextel, he's billionaires.
And now they're raping everybody from Nextel, too.
What?
Nextel got the cheapest phones, but they're the most expensive.
Yeah,
they
Nextel phones
shit.
Are whack.
Yeah, they're garbage.
I had like 12 of them.
The only reason you got it is because all your homies is on the bleep bleep.
Exactly.
I mean...
We don't have to waste our minutes.
Yeah. Other than that, though, like, the phone is whack, yeah.
The phone is disgusting. I never get through.
I want somebody to cook me some fucking food right now, man. Fuck.
Fucking annoying commercials. Heineken commercials with the Don't You Wish Your Girlfriend song.
Yeah, that commercial is kind of stupid.
Like, what's the point of that, man?
It was hot like me.
The Dr. Zeus, or whatever the fuck it is, employee pricing car commercial. Take me out to the ball game, Subway Series Lotto commercial. Any commercial that claims there's never been a better time to. Every fucking cell phone commercial, adding to those already on this list. Dan Cook playoff commercials.
Dan Cook?
Dan Cook, motherfucker. I said Dan, all right? You retarded prick.
Don't you mean Dan Cook?
No, I said Dan for a reason. That's how I pronounce it, okay? Okay, yeah, you're fucking wacky ass. Yo, schmack ass.
Yo,
guala guala. Yo, guala guala on the face ass chick.
Elmer Fudd in the face ass nigga.
Oh, fucking Elmer's glue in the face ass nigga.
You lurch from the Addams Family in the face ass nigga.
Hey, I got these chips for you. What do you want? Water. 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 Come in.
Who was that, yo? How much are they paying that guy? What, $2?
No.
That's the Mexican, right?
No, he's like getting $31.80.
Oh, and everyone else is getting $180. Okay, understandable.
You gotta make money somehow.
Yeah, I feel you. Hey, what's up with the MasterCard priceless commercials? It was cute the first time, but now it's getting a little too damn annoying and unoriginal.
Well, the price list, this is priceless.
Yeah. Oh, Matchbox car, $300. New Bentley, $3 million. New crib, $500. Yeah. Taco meat in the shell, priceless. What? It makes no sense. And the little stupid Geico commercials?
Yeah, those are annoying. Now, those are terrible.
Fucking, and they started off like it's something serious.
Yo,
we're chasing them. It's a raping. You hear the gunshot? Oh, buddy, get on the ground. Cough back up. Okay, okay. All right, we're going to come out of him. Ha! We got him! Hey, guess what, buddy? Good news. I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance. I'm switching to Geico. Come on, man. You could have said that from the gate. You could have said Geico is a good company. You had to, you know what I mean? Think that I'm over here watching some cops. It turns out this old Geico gecko in the face ass chick.
Oh, yeah? You chaka from Land of the Lost in the face ass figure?
Chaka! Yo, eat fresh Subway in the face ass nigga.
You eat pee in the face ass nigga.
Oh, peanut butter and jelly mouth ass chick.
Carlos Mencia in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Carlos Mencia in the face ass chick.
You Donnie Brasco in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Donatello in the mouth ass chick. yo, Beethoven in the face ass chick. Oh, American Idol in the mouth ass chick. Oh, Macy Gray. Oh, Macy Gray in the voice ass chick.
Kelly Clarkson in the face ass chick.
Oh, Winston in the face ass chick.
Oh, Keisha Cole in the mouth ass chick. Keisha Cole in the teeth ass chick.
Oh, Microsoft robot and a face-ass chick.
Oh,
oh, man, Six Fizzles don't sound like he got in him today.
Nah, I'm chilling, God. I'm just, you know, falling back, listening to y'all. You know, I had a long day at work. You know what it is, man.
Yeah.
Still have to be here, though.
At least the weekend is here,
right? Huh?
I said at least the weekend is here.
Hell yeah.
For you guys.
Wait, what you doing for your birthday, man?
I really don't know, dog. I got class that day.
Well, you better skip it, nigga.
No, after class, I don't know what I'm doing.
Hold on, I want to see what the fuck this is, man. I never heard this Buddha song by Far Side. The only Far Side song I know is Drop. Turn this crap off.
Beat it just in the face, ass nigga.
Yo, Subway in the face, ass chick.
Yo, McGruff in the face, ass nigga.
You call me Homer McGruff?
That fight's grind.
Gino's cheesesteak and a face ass chick. Oh, Pat's Pizzeria and a face ass chick.
Oh, you Medusa in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Zeus in a face ass chick. Little Mermaid in a face ass chick. Oh, Ursula in a face ass chick. Dr. Robotnik in a face ass chick.
Oh, man.
Oh, yo, Shredder in a mouth ass chick. Your teeth are made out of plastic.
Teeth are made out of wood.
teeth from under a carpet.
Your hair is made out of carpet.
It's a low blow, low blow, low blow, low blow.
All
right.
Funny.
I believe it's pimping time. Yeah, it's definitely pimping time. Before we go, we gotta put on some pimping music, man.
Fellas, I gotta get out of here. Fellas and ladies,
have a good night.
Yeah, have a good night, man. Use condoms.
A lot of noise here in a minute, so I know you guys don't want to hear.
And come again.
Hold on. Let me just show you what noise I'm making. You guys don't want to hear that, right?
Nah, but what I want you to do is use that and brush your teeth. Thank God.
Yo, you know what? I heard they have a sale on Rogaine.
I hung up on him before you can even finish this. Oh, yeah. And give me my money you owe me, bitch. Yeah. Give me that change, too. You ain't making it past the corner. You get locked up. I'm going to leave you in there.
Huh? You going to pimp your Mexicana?
Mm, yeah. Mexico, get over here. Make sure you clean the corners. Wash my dishes. And my forks and spoons. And baby girl, don't ask me for no money or no cash. I'm going to whoop your motherfucking ass.
Just
is
there with you now?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm going to open my palm up, smack her, smack you. Because I can do what I do, because I'm a pimp, baby. I make you a habit, baby. Oh, Cuba, Cuba, Cuba. Ruder than Uda. Pimps and blood. Crips and drugs. It's that soul glow. What's up, bro? Six fizzle, what the dizzle? My nigga, how you figure? Oh, yeah, we gonna get those girls. Pimp them hoes, baby. Pimp them. Pimp them. Say, hey, bitch, come here. You got my money? Baby, you got my honey money? Honey, you got my money? Kick her in the chest. Grab her before she falls down and elbow her in the nose with your elbow 3 times. And say, baby, I'm damn good. I'm so good. Ooh, baby, I just farted and it smelled like perfume. Roses are red, violets are blue. That was my little, I had to get that out, get that off my chest. That's my, want to be a pimp someday. I'm going to be a pimp someday. Well, look, we about to fucking close up out of this. Like I said, Kuba and I will be here in the building 5 in the p.m. to hold it down. And like I said, Monday, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in full effect. And we will be on points. And we will be promoting our asses off. So you keep it locked. Because it only gets uglier. Oh, man, I have the bubble guts. Yeah, I definitely got the bubble guts. I'm gonna close out with this joint. You know what I mean? This old Cassidy shit. I'm not going to close out with Cassidy. I'm going to close out with some old school. Oh, no, Maffin, no. Let me close out with this. For the old school. And Six Fizzle might know what this is all about. Frankie Cutlass, the Cypher. This was the shit back in the day. Y'all keep it locked. Popped. Don't pick it up if it ain't dropped. And pardon, I sometimes say, strike him. And if he raises his head, strike him again. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Top of the die.
Let me show y'all new rappers how to do a posse record. Craig G.I. with the Frankie C.
UTLASSMCs get trouble rest. I flow with the swiftness, never. However, new MCs pull the lever. My style's much better, anyone can be your victim. Empty tracks are like sick 'em. I flip 'em, rip 'em, and strip 'em of all of they pride. As I slide in and out of these states, I stay great. What the G stand for? I'm slamming you and your whole staff. Style, split an atom in half. East Coast, West Coast, don't make me laugh. The whole America feels my wrath. Ah, it's like a terrier was on that ass. Ah, yeah, 'cause 9-6 ain't about jack shit. Fuck Versace, I'm like Rocky when I'm busting your lip. Bust these metaphors for better or worse. My style bursts, you're grilling itty bitty pieces as I release my thesis. Craig G, I believe that's me. 1985 till infinity. Ah.
Butt plugs?
Who?
Butt plugs, please.
Spark plugs, just a moment. Hardware, how can I help you?
Butt plugs.
What is it?
Butt plugs.
A what box?
Butt plugs.
A butt box?
Butt plugs.
I'm not following what you're saying.
Butt plugs.
I have a bad connection. I don't understand. What is it?
Butt plugs.
Butt box?
Mm.
Is it like a receptacle you're talking about?
Butt plugs, yeah.
What kind of plug is it? A spark plug you're talking about?
Butt plugs.
Oh, hold on. Hello. What are you looking for?
Butt plug.
Spark plug. What kind?
Butt plug.
What kind of a spark plug?
Butt plug.
I just don't understand you, sir. I'm sorry.
Butt plug?
A spark plug.
Butt plug.
Butt plug?
Butt plug.
Never heard of it. What do you use it for?
Butt plug.
Huh?
Butt plug.
What do you use it for, sir?
Butt plug. Butt plug. Butt plug. Butt plug.
Yeah. Butt lug?
Butt plug.
I know,
butt plug.
But what do you use it on? What do you use it in? I'm trying
to... Butt plug. Butt plug.
Yeah, okay, I got you a spot plug. There's all kinds of spot plugs.
Butt plug! Butt plug! Butt plug!
Butt?
Butt plug!
Sorry, sir, we don't understand what you want.
Butt plug! Butt plug!
I don't know, we don't carry that.
Butt plug?
Yeah, we don't carry it.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, it's a technical difficulty signing out, motherfucker. Hey, Cuba. Hey, Cuba.
What?
Wipe the snot out the corner of your lips.
Yeah, huh?
And were you falling asleep?
Something like that.
Huh?
Something like that.
That's a damn shame. 6'4". Oh, that nigga's sleeping. Hey, 6'4". You rat bastard. That's why I just banged on you. You got yourself banged on, Blackie. Black bitch. All right, my love. I'm out of here.
Have a good night.
Peace.